We can only hope that what we require is actually here this time. Your Majesty, would you care to lead the way in?
For a long moment, nobody moved.
Oh, fine, I'll go first.
Take the torch, sire.
Of course.
The great hall stretched away before him, its boundaries lost in the gloom beyond the torch's light. To his left and to his right and straight ahead stood blades he'd heard of all his life, but never expected to see. Rupert moved slowly forward down the narrow central aisle. Swords and axes and maces filled the weapon racks and hung proudly on the walls, their richly worked metal and leather scabbards still perfectly preserved by the armory's spells. Hanging beneath a simple brass plaque bearing its name was the great broadsword Lawgiver, wielded by 7 forest kings in succession until the blade finally became too battered and nicked to take an edge. Not far away stood the slender silver blade named Traitor, wielded by the infamous Starlight Duke during his short-lived usurpation of the throne. And more and more. A sudden, overwhelming sense of history and ages past rushed over Rupert like an endless wave as he slowly made his way to the rear of the hall. The Forest Kingdom was a great deal older than most people realized or cared to remember. Many of the weapon racks lay empty and abandoned, their blades gone to arm those who presently defended the castle against the demons. Other swords had been left behind, having seen too much wear and tear to be useful as anything other than objects of ceremony and history. But still, there were thousands upon thousands of weapons, waiting patiently in their racks for the day they would once again be drawn in defense of the forest land. Some blades Rupert recognized by name or reputation, while others had passed out of history completely. More than once, Rupert found himself staring at some nameless sword and wondering what tale of triumph or tragedy lay locked within the enigmatic blade. But even though he'd never seen them before, he knew the infernal devices when he came to them. They stood together in their own little alcove, 3 huge long swords in chased silver scabbards. Their foot-long hilts were bound with dark, stained leather, and from the size of the scabbards, the blades had to be at least 7 feet long and 6 inches wide at the crosspiece. Rupert stood before them and knew why his skin had begun to crawl outside the armory. The swords stank of blood. As quickly as he recognized the smell, it was gone, leaving Rupert to wonder if perhaps he'd only imagined it. The blades stood before him, cold and majestic, apparently no more dangerous than any other sword. But still, Rupert felt a deep-rooted sense of foreboding, as though close at hand some ancient and awful creature was stirring uneasily in its sleep. He shook his head angrily to clear it and reached for the nearest blade. The seneschal quickly grabbed him by the arm and pulled him back.
"I wouldn't, sire. The swords are protected. Try to touch one before the spell is removed, and we'll be carrying what's left of you out of here in a bucket."
"Oh, of course, Sir Seneschal. I didn't think. Devices such as these would have never been left unguarded. I take it there is a counterspell?"
"There is. I learned it from my father as he learned it from his. I never thought I'd have to use it."
Rupert and the Seneschal moved aside to let King John approach the infernal devices. Harold held back away, watching closely from behind his mask of indifference. The king stood a while before the 3 great swords, and then finally he spoke.
"Thalrin, sir."
"What the?"
"It's the swords."
The hall grew steadily colder, and Rupert watched his breath steam on the air before him. The old runes etched into the silver scabbards seemed to writhe and curl like living things, and Rupert felt a sudden sense of pressure nearby, as though something was fighting to break out, or in. The air stank of freshly spilled blood. Something moved in the shadows beyond the torch's uncertain light. The torchlight flared and flickered, but the shadows were only shadows. The air grew warmer, and the overwhelming stench of blood was nothing more than an unquiet memory.
"3 swords. One for each of the royal line, to wield against the endless night. I choose Rockbreaker.
And may God deliver us from evil.
King John reached out and took the left-hand sword from the stand.
Well, aren't you going to try it out, Father?
Absolutely not. The power of these blades cannot be overstated. We would be wise to not try them out.
Well, it looks light, though, in its scabbard.
Yes. For its length, it seems almost weightless. It will have to be held over my back. Ugh.
The blade hung down over his left shoulder, the tip a bare inch above the floor, its long hilt standing up behind the king's head.
Harold, you're the first son. You make the next choice.
Yes, Father.
Harold approached the two remaining swords cautiously. His eyes flickered from one blade to the other, undecided. But finally his gaze came to rest on the right-hand sword. His mask of unconcern suddenly fell away, revealing a harshly lined face with dark, determined eyes and a grim smile that had nothing at all of humor in it.
This one. Which one is this?
Read the sigils on the crosspiece.
Flarebright. Then I choose Flarebright.
He took the sword from the stand and slung it quickly over his left shoulder. Harold stood even straighter, and the look on his face made Rupert distinctly uncomfortable.
Your turn, Rupert. Wolfsbane.
What's its attribute?
It's been a long time, Rupert. All that's known is that it has immense power. The power we need to destroy the demons that plague the land. Take it, Rupert.
And in his mind, Rupert stood again in the Coppertown pit, holding up his sword, calling and calling for a help that never came.
No.
No.
I don't trust magic swords anymore. Let someone else have it.
Take the sword. You are of the royal line. The sword is yours by right and duty. The people need symbols to follow into battle.
No. There are some things I won't do, Father. Not even for duty.
Take the sword! That's an order!
Go to hell!
Rupert just walked away down the armory.